Last episode, we introduced the two sons of the British Royal Crown. In this section, we dig deeper to uncover the intimate and strategic relationship of these two unholy creations of the British Crown, Zionism and Wahhabism. Israel and Saudi Arabia have always been closely connected even before they became official nations. At first glance, it seems extremely odd that the Zionist regime of Israel holding such an antagonistic stance against Arabs in the Middle East would be ideological and geopolitical friends with Saudi Arabia, arguably the most powerful and influential Muslim nation in the region. The two ideologies of Zionism and Wahhabism may seem like unrelated entities on the surface. However, these two ideologies are in fact collectively responsible for much of the chaos in the Middle East today. A situation that doesn't just affect the Middle East, but affects the whole world. The ideologies of Zionism and Wahhabism are responsible for almost a century of violence, wars, suffering, occupation, and manipulation. These two ideologies are in fact two faces of the same coin. Wahhabism stands for sole leadership of an artificial group of Salafi Muslims with their intolerant religious stance against all non-believers, which they classify as kafir, infidel. Zionism stands for sole leadership of an artificial group of European Jews with their intolerant religious stance against all non-Jews, which they classify as goyim. Wahhabism is a supremacist ideology that idealizes a Wahhabi caliphate over the greater Middle East and believes in fighting all those that stand in the way of establishing their Islamic caliphate. Zionism is a supremacist ideology that idealizes a Zionist kingdom over the greater Middle East and believes in fighting all those that stand in the way of establishing their greater Israel. Wahhabism as a caliphate specifically created for Salafis, it claims religious, political, and military authority over all Muslims worldwide and claims to speak for Islam. Zionism as a state specifically created for Jews, it claims religious, political, and military authority over all Jews worldwide and claims to speak for Judaism. Wahhabism calls upon its own adherents worldwide to participate in a illegitimate jihad, to abandon existing Muslim societies, settle in isolated communities, and fight all infidels in order to build a greater Islamic caliphate. Zionism calls upon its own adherents worldwide to defend the Jewish homeland from the resistance of neighboring Arab states in order to maintain their dominance over the region and build a greater Jewish apartheid nation. You might be thinking that this is all just a mere coincidence, but the reality is that both Zionism and Wahhabism profit from an ideology that embraces the notion of religious superiority, which has conveniently empowered them to discriminate, usurp others' basic rights, steal people's lands, and harm others in the most brutal manner. Currently, both Zionism and Wahhabism are being utilized under various pretexts to control and dominate the region. And you think this is where the story ends? This is just the tip of the iceberg. The geopolitical collaboration of Zionism and Wahhabism is still to come next time.